I should have taken responsibility. Because we were responsible. I was responsible. And I'm so, so sorry.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a train.
And I'm so, so sorry.
This is a journey into sound.
So, so sorry. And I'm so, so sorry.
Thanks, Jimmy. My goodness gracious me. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to show number 5. I know. We're really cracking on. We're not even into December yet, but by the end of this show, we will be down to our last 50 songs. We are halfway through. 5 weeks to go after you've listened to this hour of my 100 favourite songs. Now, these songs may not be the best songs, these may not be the greatest songs ever written, but to me they mean so much, and so don't judge me on that. Some of them have been absolute classics, and as I said last week, my first song this week is thanks to a very old friend of mine called Nick Miles, who now plays Jimmy King in Emmerdale. Now, we were, 18? We could have been 20, I don't know, on the Licky Hills. Now, that's not rude, but Licky End is. And we used to go drinking. And I was like, I had long, curly, permed hair, and Nick became a punk, and I was a rocker, and we didn't get on at all. Well, we did get on as friends, but like musically, it was really like football occasion. It was really fighty, and we formed a group called the Anti Punk League, the APL, and I was a member of the APL, and Nick was a punk. He had safety pins and everything. But he sat me down one day in his house in Plymouth Road, and he said, listen to this, and it was XTC. And I remember Statue of Liberty and this song, which is number 59. And it is XTC and Science Friction. Boom!
Yeah.
Fucking hell, that's knackered me out. And I wasn't a punk man. I was a member of the APL. So thanks, Nick. Still love that song. Still love... I hate this. Do you know what I mean? I love their greatest hits. I don't think, you know, anybody who says, you know, when you ask somebody and they think they're into music, you say, what's their favourite album? You go, well, the greatest hits. It's bullshit, isn't it? You know what I mean? But I don't know XTC as much as I should. And I mean that as in ecstasy, not XTC. But no, to call them a punk band, I think gives them such a disservice because they were such a good band, and he's such a, I mean, you know, the talent is obviously, the name of the man escapes me, Andy Partridge. So there we go. XTC, Science Friction. If you don't know much about XTC, then do go and have a look at XTC. Now, am I going to put my feet up? I think I am. I'll be able to have a little rest with this next song. Is it a love song? Yes, it is a love song. I you know, a lot of the songs I like I'm doing a lot of do-do-do's, a lot of amour attached to them. But this song came out way back in, if you think I'm going to say 77, no, I'm not going to say 77, I'm not going to say 78, I'm not even going to say 79. I'm actually going all the way up to the 90s, 1992. That's right, 1992. And it's by an incredible girl. And it's, do you know, I'm not even sure if she's Canadian. I have a lot of bands that are Canadian. But it's Sophie B. Hawkins. I'm going to have to come back and tell you that she's not Canadian. But damn, I wish I was your lover. It's number 58.
mountainside with peace of mind. And I lay by the ocean making love to her with the visions clear. Walk the days with no one near. And I return as chained and bound to you. Damn, we shall lose your love. I'll rock you till the daylight comes. Made you, you are smiling.
I wish I was your lover. I want to open up. I want to come inside. I want to fill you up. I want to make you cry. Sounds a little bit rude. Now, that was Sophie B. Hawkins from New York, people. Not from Canada. I know nothing unless I can look it up on my keyboard. I'm a keyboard warrior. And that was number 58. Hey, Steve, if that was 58, what on earth is number 57? Well, number 57 is way back when I was a little boy. And I mean that age-wise. So, 1974. See, went out with a girl once. I said, where have you been all my life? And she said to me, I wasn't born for most of it. 1974, I think a lot of people don't even know when that was, but it was a while ago. And there was a band, one of those glammy type bands called Mud. I ummed and ahed, and I wasn't going to put this one in at all, in any of my top 100. And, you know, there's a lot of you listening and thinking, wow, why hasn't he put that one in? Why? But these are the songs that make me go, woo. And Mud, Tiger Feet, makes me go, woo.
57.
Tiger feet, your tiger feet, all right.
There you go, Mud. Now don't freak out. We all wore clothes like that in 1974. See, the guy with the long hair and the earrings, quite effeminate for the time. Not judging, just saying for 1974, people used to call him a fairy. But that is the amazing Rob Davis, who went on to write some great songs with Sophie Ellis-Bextor and wrote with Kylie Minogue's song, Can't Get You Out of My Bed. Mind! So, there you go. A lot of talent in the 70s. A lot of talent. So I hope you like that. I do. I still think it's a great song. I mean, I don't know if it's stuck in a time warp, but I really like it and... So that's why I bunged it in there. I wasn't going to put it in. But I kept hearing it and I kept saying, no. Play it, Steve. Play it. Because there's people out there thinking, that was brilliant. And there's people thinking the exact opposite. So that's all right. It divides you. Now, yeah, I've got some interesting songs this week. This week is very interesting song week. I'm going to call it that. I have an absolute classic at the end. And I've only discovered today when I was looking into it that it's actually a cover version from 1976, and it was covered by a band from 1976, a band that I have never heard of, and if you have ever heard of them, then that's mad. But you will have heard of the band that I actually thought was an original song of theirs. Female drummer. Right, so the next song, I'm going to tell you who it is, because I think you all need to know about this woman. This woman goes by the name, because it probably is her name, of Beth Hart. If you do not know who Beth Hart is, then you are in for a treat. Because Beth Hart has, I would describe Beth Hart's voice as an angel gargling with glass. She has so much power, but she has also so much passion and such a tone. I was lucky enough to see her twice live in the same week. She was doing the Cheltenham Blues Festival, where she did like more of a toned down set, and then I went to Rock City in Nottingham. Wonderful venue. And she did her rock version, and she almost made me cry when she sang I Wanna Go Blind. Is that the song? But this woman has got one of the most amazing voices in rock, in music. Let's not say it's rock. It is a rock voice, but she sings blues mainly. But I first heard of her from this song, and that's why I put it in. I could have put many, many, many songs that she sings. But this one is called the LA Song. And it's it is. It's bonkers beautiful. And this is a live version. And it just shows you how good her voice is. So I don't think I can oversell this. And I probably have. But seriously, Beth Hart comes in at number 56.
She hangs around the boulevard. She's a local girl with local scars. She got 'em late, she got 'em late. She drank so hard the bottle ached. And she tried and she tried and she tried and she tried. But nothing's clear in a bar full of flies. So she takes and she takes, takes and she takes. She understands when she gives it away. She said, man, I gotta get out of this town. Man, I gotta get out of this pain. Man, I gotta get out of this town. Out of this town and out of L.A. She's got a gun, she's got a gun. She got a gun, she called the lucky one. She left a note right by the phone. Don't leave a message, 'cause this ain't no home. And she cried and she cried and she cried and she cried. She cried so long her tears ran dry. Then she laughed and she laughed, laughed and she laughed. 'Cause she knew she was never coming back. She said, man, I'm gonna get out of this town. Man, I'm gonna get out of this pain. Man, I'm gonna get out of this town. Out of this town. So she took a train, she took a train to a little old town without a name. She met a man, he took her in and fed her all the same bullshit again. 'Cause he lied and he lied, lied and he lied. He lied like a salesman selling flies. So she screamed and she screamed, screamed and she screamed. It's a different place but the same old thing. It's all I love, all I hate. It's all too much for me to take. And I can't be sure just where it ends or if the good life. Lord, make the good life lie with you. So she said, man, I gotta get out of this town. Yeah, now I gotta get back on that train. And man, I gotta get out of this town, 'cause I'm out of my pain. So I'm going back to L.A. Yeah, back to L.A.
Totes, Emosh, Beth Hart, honestly, just just grab any album. One of my favourite albums is Better Than Home, and that's the tour that I saw. And Better Than Home has some fucking brilliant tracks, absolutely corkers. But honestly, check out some Beth Hart, because she is brilliant. Hey, Steve, what's up for non-blondes? I know. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, Steve, isn't that No Doubt? No. I tell you what, what's up? I was actually bought this, I think, on my anniversary or my birthday. And the album is great. From this song, with this song on it, but this song is like such a, it's like a huge song written by Linda Perry, is that right? And Linda Perry went on to work with Pink and wrote "Let's Get This Party Started" or "Get the Party Started," and she's done some work with Adele and Gwen Stefani. But this, I keep putting this the Spotify streams down, and this is one of the highest. This is one of the highest. It's not the highest. The highest is, I think, coming in a few weeks. and I blame Simon Cowell for that as well. But, or Glee. But it's still one of the greatest songs ever written. That's why it's in my top 100. But this one, What's Up? You want to have a guess at how many streams it's been streamed as of October. I put this down. 823 million plus times. That is a lot of plays. And it's a great song, and Pink covered it as well, and it's brilliant. And it's What's Up at number 55.
And I get real high, and I scream from the top of my lungs. time to get up that creepy hill of hope for a destination.
There you go. No doubt that is a brilliant song. No doubt. That is why it is number 55 in my top 100 songs. No doubt that's why it has 823 million streams on the platform that is known as Spotify. And that was out when people used to buy CDs as well.
CDs? CDOs?
Steve, what's number
54?
I did tell you last week that this week I am going to play you a song from the first band I ever saw. And I feel when I say band, it's a misnomer. Which is all right. You can get drugs. But, Rick Wakeman, 1976. 1st of May. It was a bank holiday. So it might not... It was a bank holiday. So I don't know if it was the 1st of May. Or it could have been... It was a Sunday. I don't know. I could look up. 1976, 1st of May. Could have been... Anyway. Doesn't matter. That's 19... Yeah. I went to see Rick Wakeman because I love Journey to the Center of the Earth. Somebody brought in... I think I was in the Scouts. Oh, dib, dib, dib. Never actually said that. Rick Wakeman was the first concert I ever, ever saw. And the first time I saw Dry Ice, obviously. Dry Ice is not smoke, mate. Dry Ice, it just floats. And it's cold and it smells and tastes brilliantly. And any band that chucked me Dry Ice, apart from Black Sabbath because it blew up their bloody PA, is wonderful. And this, it's very difficult to choose a Rick Wakeman song that isn't going on for 25 minutes or so, but this one is shortish, and it's from the Knights of the Round Table. It's actually the Myths and Legends of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, and I think it finishes side two. And it's Merlin the Magician by Rick Wakeman.
Oh.
Rick Wakeman. Keyboardist with Yes as well. Didn't really get much into Yes as much as I did with Rick Wakeman. And Rick is still going and touring. Not the same, but he's a very, very funny man. Very, very funny. Very, 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 very funny man is Rick Wakeman. Birmingham Odeon. I saw a lot of gigs at the Birmingham Odeon back in the day. Oh, I was going to tell you, 2nd of May 1976 was a Sunday. So I went on a Sunday. I know I had problems with the buses. I remember that. But not as much as we're having now, are we? Don't do politics, do music. Right, here we go. I went to the Odeon lots of times, and I went to see Blue Oyster Cult. Man, that was amazing. When they did their laser shows, and Eric Bloom, the singer, had a laser strapped to his arm. And there are these huge mirror balls in the ceiling, and he was banging the laser off the huge mirror balls. And Blue Oyster Cult, when they were good, they were brilliant. They were so, so good. Don't Fear the Reaper is not the song I'm choosing. I'm actually choosing a song from their first album. Then came The Last Days of May. They were so, so good. They did an encore of Born to be Wild with Dry Ice. And they were rubbing their guitars together and spark. I was 3 rows. Well, you could jump up at the Odeon if you knew the right time. And I was right at the front of the stage, 3 rows deep. And the sparks were just shooting off their guitars. And they were just awesome. And here we have The Last Days of May at number 53.
Thank you.
and relax. They've got some great songs. Buck Dahmer. Great guitarist. Underrated, I feel. Underrated. Had a lot of fun watching Glorious Crock Donington. I actually went to see them. They used to be called Soft White Underbelly, and they came over and did a secret gig at Dunstable Town Hall. I don't know if it was secret because it had the fucking logo, but the symbol. But yeah. We went. Me and my mate Ez, bless him, drove all the way down to Dunstable from the Midlands, and we had such a good gig there. And then they went and played Donington about 4 days after or 3 days after, and they were it wasn't very good. But I blame AC/DC for that, because I think they mucked about with. But then Slade were on as well, and Slade were fucking awesome. Awesome. Is Slade in your top 100, Steve? Well, you'll just have to wait and find out, won't you, people? Right, Steve, we've got two more songs. What is number
52?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what number 52 is. Now, this is a late entry in the fact that I forgot all about it. And I haven't played this song for a long, long time, but I bought the album Cry Like a Rainstorm, Howl Like the Wind. And it's a Linda Ronstadt album, but with Aaron Neville from the Neville Brothers. And this is just a perfect piece of music. I don't care if you don't like it, because it is perfect, perfect, beautiful voices combining together. I'm surprised. I actually went out and bought the vinyl of this back in the day when vinyl was a reasonable price at £2.49. So here we go with Linda Ronstadt, Aaron Neville, All of My Life. It's a lovey-dovey song, but I don't care because it's number
52.
Hey.
Okay. You might not like that. You might not like that. And you know what? I don't care. Listen. So if you like that, Linda Ronstadt, and you've got small children, not locked in your basement, but I mean, if you've got them, she did an album called Dedicated to the One I Love. And it was an album of rock classics, but it was like for babies. So it's called Dedicated to the One I Love. And then there's Be My Baby, In My Room, Devoted to You, Baby I Love You, Angel Baby, We Will Rock You. We will rock you. Brahms Lullaby and Good Night. I don't know if you want to play it to children to keep them sleepy, but it's a nice, it's a beautiful, beautiful little album. There you go. Recommended by Steve Henn, who is 99. Right, last track of the night. Thank you much for staying with me with my 100 favourite songs. Next week, it's 50. Not down to number one, but we're starting at number 50, because this one is number 51, and it is a classic. And as I said before, it's a cover. I did not know it was a cover, and it's by... this is another band that everyone should know and love and enjoy, and it's the Carpenters. And they could have done so much more as well. But Karen Carpenter had such a beautiful, beautiful voice. Like I talked about Beth Hart having a voice of an angel, but gargling with glass. This Karen Carpenter, angel voice. And she played drums as well, which is brilliant. But this is calling occupants of interplanetary... What the fuck am I saying? This is called Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. But it was a cover from a band, I think. I'm going to say that every band is fucking Canadian as far as I'm concerned. It was a Canadian rock band called Klaatu, K-L-A-A-T-U. And that was released in 1976 as well. But the Carpenters obviously heard it and made a cover. And I love any song by the Carpenters, but this song is my favourite. I'm going to play it with the DJ intro, which I don't know. It's a pointless bit of, it's pointless 60 seconds, but hey ho, it's the 70s. And also, there is some great, great guitar. Is it Peter?
No.
The brother? I don't know. Should be called Jesus Carpenter, shouldn't it? Anyway, so calling occupants of Interplanetary, I'm going to leave you with this one. So I will see you next week when we go 50. Down to probably 40 or probably 41. So thanks so much for watching. I'm going to leave you with the Carpenters, Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. It's a DJ opening. I'll try and put the video to make it sound interesting. But if not, bear with it, because the song is a classic at number 51.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry. I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
A contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
Craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary.
ordinary craft. And please come in peace, we beseech you.
See you next time.